record that and then record this.
Yeah. Okay. But that's all right. So
we're overthinking it, man.
I am overthinking it. Keep it short. So I was hoping, it's been a while since we've done a show, so I was hoping we could sit down and record some, throw it down. Okay, let's just throw it down, fuck it.
Why not?
Come on, wakey wakey. Oh shit, I don't like seeing that little magic pinwheel. Okay, check, check. Said
pinwheel.
Check, check.
You remember that fucking show?
What, pinwheel?
Fucking gay ass pinwheel. Remember that? Remember on Nickelodeon?
Pinwheel, pinwheel, pinwheel.
That one, around. That pinwheel.
How do you remember pinwheel? Was it pinwheel?
Man, pinwheel. At daycare, they used to play that junk. Oh, man, I used to hate it.
You were in daycare?
Hell yeah, man.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
No.
Hell yeah, I was in daycare. Shit. Man, I mean, let me think. Yeah, from like age, what, seven on? Seven,
what's that like on? As a daycare kid? Is that why you're good with people?
I don't know, man.
Because I gotta daycare, wonder.
Latchkey, all that shit.
What the fuck is latchkey? Like an after school program?
After school. Mm-hmm.
Oh, mom was trying to keep you busy. Didn't work.
Oh, she was working, so I didn't have no choice. Okay. I was too young to be at the house.
When did it stop? Like, was there a point when you got old enough where you're like, dude, this is bullshit.
Sixth grade, man, I could walk to the crib and then I had a key, I could get in.
Oh, but like, was there a point where it was like you were in a transition period where you like dreaded it because you're like the old kid and you're like, God, you have to tell your friends you're going to daycare and shit?
Yeah, like at latchkey, it got kind of whack. Like my fifth grade year, it was like me and one other fifth grader. Uh-huh. That's it, man. That's all.
God, and all like kindergartners and shit?
I mean, it would be like K through, but mostly it would be like second graders and third graders.
That would suck, dude.
Yeah. I mean, I got to shoot all the hoop I want, you know what I mean? And they would play with
what was little kids. All right, was daycare like was it like a company or was it like a private thing, private business?
Private, yeah. The daycare I went to.
So were they, all right, I've always wanted to know this because I never fucking saw it. Like, I never saw daycare. Did they change when the parents left? Would they like turn into assholes after the parents left? We'd be like, all right, motherfuckers, like Annie.
No. My daycare lady was cool, man.
Oh, okay.
She was good. We went to the same Kingdom Hall and shit. So it was, so she knew my mom and all that. So it was cool.
Did they?
Yeah, that's where my hatred for cats started, though. I blame that on them. Yeah,
why?
They had
a
Siamese,
she was a cat lady?
Had a Siamese cat. Meanest motherfucker ever.
I swear to God. I don't like cats.
That bitch would attack my shoes every morning, like religiously. I come in and it was just like, I had hole marks, man, teeth marks. For real, seriously.
In your shoe or your foot?
The foot of my shoe.
Oh
yeah.
My God.
Yeah, like right at the tip. Cat terrorized me, man. I fucking hated that.
Speaking
thing.
Of cats, that was one thing that I never let. I don't think I talked about it with the podcasters. I know we talked about like the hatred for cats for a while.
Yeah, they fucking suck.
You crashed here a couple of times, and both the cats we had
fucking hate them,
terrorized,
man.
You.
Yeah,
because you'd like crash on the couch or you crash on like the inflatable mattress.
It's like I was a magnet for those suckers, man. I don't know why. I don't even talk to them. I don't say nothing to them bitches, man. But as soon as I lay down, it's like,
they go crazy.
Like,
as
the
shit.
One was like, yeah, he got under my blanket. I was like, what the fuck is this? And I was drunk too.
What
was
you
like,
doing under here?
Yeah, man.
No, see, that's what I always wondered. Like I hate cats, and I've never understood the thing with them. Like, they're bitches. They're assholes. Like, they always got to be up high, looking down on you. They like scrubbing their own shit. You know, like they walk in their own shit, and then they climb up on your counters and stuff. That's disgusting.
Like, I got an ongoing debate with a couple of folks at work, man. I say, like, if you're a dude and you only have cats, I say that says something a little weird about you. That's all.
Yeah.
I think.
It does, though. I mean.
Yeah, and they get mad. They be like, what do you mean? What are you trying to say? Like, nothing. Like, you're a different type of guy. That's all. These cats, some of them got girlfriends and stuff. So I'm not saying they're gay. I just think
you have a Second Life account.
You're a little metro.
Is it metro? Is it a metro thing? I look at it as like an anti-social thing. Man, fucking cats.
Maybe. I don't know what it is, man. But it just says something. Because I it's funny at work, man. I could almost call it out. I was like, bet you have a cat. No, you got a
really?
Cat. Hell yeah.
See, I don't know that I could point him out. I do know that that fucking cat, the second cat we had, pissed all around the basement. No, like, I mean, and I'm not
that
exaggerating.
Funny, but yeah, that's
there were, it is funny because it, for me, like, it was a really heavy stumbling block for me and my wife because I wanted to fucking just throw, like, I was talking to Mola One and he was like, yo, just put it in a cat carrier and just take it over to 96 and leave it on the side of the road.
That was cold.
God
blood.
Damn.
Then just take that motherfucker to the Humane Society,
and
man.
And that's what I kept telling her. I was like, I gotta get rid of this fucking cat, yeah, dude. Man. And it pissed all over this house for, like, shit, what, months?
That's why I don't like cats, man. And they do shit like that, man.
In the whole basement. So the outline of the whole basement was pissed around. And then when the basement flooded, dude, the whole house, it smelled like a pet store. It was it was the nastiest stuff I've ever. It was horrible. It was a nasty experience, man.
Fuck cats, man.
Cats suck, dude. Hell anyway,
yeah. That shit, man. So let's talk about this this Grammys thing. Not Grammys, excuse me. Oscars. The Oscars so white. You why are you?
I mean, didn't you?
Why you have a problem with it?
Did you? I mean, we went back and forth on Twitter on that.
A little bit. Save some of it.
Is that what you did? You saved it?
I wouldn't. I don't be having a whole bunch of time for Twitter, man. So I said a couple things.
Are you too important for it?
Nah, man. So I had time, man.
Sure, whatever.
For real. Seriously. So yeah, man. Yeah,
you have time for Twitter.
Nah, not really.
Okay. Dude, come on, man. Like, you watch it and, okay, what was the competition? What did we have? What did we have? That was nominated for, like, the top films. It was the
Revenant was in there.
The Revenant. We had Steve Jobs. We had The Bridge of Spies.
Wasn't Danish Girl nominated?
I didn't see that. I didn't see that.
I ain't seen it either, but I thought it was nominated. Maybe it was. Maybe it was for performance.
Bridge of Spies. And then there was another one that was, like, a big deal. I can't remember which one it was.
There's a lot of shit.
But, like, it, as far as, like, black films go, there was Chirac, or whatever you call it.
Yeah, Chirac.
Chirac. There was Straight Outta Compton. There was Creed.
There was Creed. There was what's the other movie with Idris Elba?
He still acts.
Shit, man. He was now. That's the thing. Now, if you want to talk about somebody that was should have been best actor worthy, everyone said his performance was fucking phenomenal, man.
Really?
Yeah. Shit, what's the name of the movie? It's on Netflix, matter of fact. Give me 2 seconds.
I don't know.
I will look this motherfucker up, man. So go ahead, continue your point. So you're trying to say that black folks had no argument this year? Is that what you're saying?
I think, okay.
Beast of No Nation.
I didn't even know about that movie.
Yeah, and let's see. Let me run on here. So Beast of No Nation was the movie that did crazy. It's got like 7.8 out of IMDb, 91% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Damn.
80% on Metacritic. It, by all accounts, phenomenal movie.
Right.
And they said he was spectacular. And I've been an Idris Elba fan for a long time. I mean, he's done a couple bad movies, like the one shit where he was like the creepy drifter dude. That shit was kind of weak. But shit, since Stringer Bell, man. I mean, he's a beast. He's a talented dude.
Yeah, but here's the thing I have, though. When it comes to the Grammy or to the Oscars. I don't know why I keep getting those confused.
I do too.
I watched, the only thing I haven't seen is Revenant. Oh, and The Big Short was up too.
But that was nominated too?
I don't know where. I knew it was in there somewhere. I was trying to see all the top white movies. All the top movies that were in the Oscars basically this year. And going through it, it was like, okay, I saw The Big Short. I just watched Bridge of Spies and the Steve Jobs movie specifically for this argument. Because the thing was, I've seen Straight Outta Compton. Oh, and I watched Creed too.
Okay. And how was Jobs? Was it good?
Fucking overrated as fuck.
Really?
Yeah, man. Like,
Fassbender wasn't on point?
No, he was. I like that, dude. In a huge way. Like, he kicked so much ass. I think I was expecting something different.
Okay.
I was expecting to see the whole story.
Did they just expose how much he was an asshole?
Yeah, I think fucking Sorkin was trying to be artistic and shit on it. Yeah. And that's what, like, frustrated me, because what they did was they, through the whole movie, it was, Steve before his big Mac, what is it, the Mac World speaking thing. Every time he'd do a release or keynote or whatever it was, the movie was just in that place, and he would do flashbacks.
Okay.
So it'd be like you would follow him as he was getting older, and it ended at IMAC.
Really?
And they tried to point out this thing. It was, yeah, I don't want to ruin it. I shouldn't spoil it. But the way they wrapped it up, and it was like kind of bullshit. They tried to make him look like a superstar and shit, and he was really an asshole. I mean, if you read the book, he's an asshole to like, the highest level. Yeah. Okay. Everybody knows that. That's a given, right? And so, anyway.
So you saw the top white films. And
yeah, and the only one I haven't seen is Chirac. That's the only one I haven't seen. But I've seen clips of it,
okay.
And they're like, this is an amazing performance. And I'm watching the lady like talking about she's not going to give pussy to the dudes, because that's basically what the movie's about, because these guys are gangsta. It's based on some Greek film or Greek play that Spike Lee based it on. You know what I mean? It's like the metaphor for it or some shit. But... what I'm getting at is like, okay, Straight out of Compton, I tried to put it up against every single one of those movies.
Mm-hmm.
I can't place it. Creed, I can't fucking place it. There's no way, like there's just no room for it, period. Well,
first off, Creed ain't a black movie. It's Sylvester Stallone's movie.
But no, it was a black director though, or a bright black writer, one of the two.
I don't know.
Yeah, he's like an indie kid.
Okay.
I caught that by accident. I didn't research it, but I saw like he's a, the lead character is black.
Yeah.
Which he was great. I don't know the
dude. I thought Michael B. Jordan was really good. I didn't think he was phenomenal. It wasn't as good as Fruitvale Station as far as his performance.
I haven't seen that movie yet.
That was really good. But
solid. But
I thought Stallone was great.
I'm not arguing that there's bias against, you know, I'm not arguing that there's bias against these dudes. Like bias against black films.
Mm-hmm.
There always is gonna be Unless the Academy's balanced. Like, if the Academy's balanced, I don't know who is the Academy, like the voting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The people who do the voting. But if that's not balanced, if it is balanced, then nobody has a fucking argument, period.
See, I'll say this, man. Straight Outta Compton Straight Outta Compton was not an Oscar. I didn't think it was an Oscar worthy movie. I thought it was okay. You know, I mean, not okay. Better than okay. It was a good film, but it wasn't on that level. I didn't think it was really good. I thought it was a little bit glossy, which we talked about this on the show, man. To me, it was just a little too shiny.
Right.
And it wasn't quite gritty enough to me on certain things as far as their personal life.
Yeah. And you can't, there's no argument. The only thing, and I agree with you 100%, the only thing that movie had from an award standpoint was Eazy-E's character.
I think the thing that made people pissed off though is like, so you didn't recognize the film, you didn't recognize the lone standout performer, but y'all nominated the two Jewish guys for best writer.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
How did they get nomination for writing? That wasn't that fucking good.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, that's
fucked up. It was nominated.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so that pissed people off.
But I mean, at some point,
people were saying Michael B. Jordan should have been nominated for Creed. I disagree. It was a good performance, but I mean, I saw The Revenant. I didn't see Bridge of Spies and some of the... I'm not sure who else was up for best lead, but DiCaprio, man, I mean, shit, The Revenant is crazy.
Yeah.
He didn't even have to speak that much in that movie, man. That shit, he deserved it. But I will say, I think the Oscars, they get it wrong a lot of times, just like Denzel winning it for Training Day.
You don't think he should have?
And it was, Training Day was worthy, but I mean, come on, man. That's not like it was the first time that he delivered an Oscar worthy performance. I mean, I thought Malcolm X was better than than Training Day, but I don't know, man.
Okay, so for best actor, it was Bryan Cranston. I didn't see that movie, Trumbo. I didn't even hear of it.
Nope.
Matt Damon and The Martian, which that was, to me, his best.
I didn't see that. It was best Matt Damon?
Yeah.
Better than Departed?
Yeah. Yeah, better than Departed. I can't say for sure better than
Good Will Hunting.
Okay. That's still, like, to me, I think he fucking killed that film, but Michael Fassbender, Leo, Eddie Redmayne
for Danish Girl. See, I ain't see that one either.
Did you Eddie see Redmayne is a good actor. He was in
the Stephen Hawking movie.
Yeah, you saw
that
movie?
He was really good.
Yeah, he was really good.
So, I mean, I can't argue with none of those, man. I mean, the problem is, man, with When it comes to Hollywood, man, we all know Hollywood is prejudiced than a motherfucker. Yeah. And the stupid part is black people see movies at a disproportionate rate compared to white people. We are at the movies way more than the average white person. Yet Hollywood, you know, still, our movies, man, we have like a certain lanes that we can, you know, that we're allowed to go. Mm-hmm. And I mean, and it's silly. And I am tired of that. And the other thing, too, man, is you just don't have that many black leading actors, man. You got Idris Elba, you got Denzel, who's, you know, starting to get still good. Don't get me wrong. I'm a huge Denzel Washington fan, man, but he's getting older. As far as, like, younger leads, man, you got Michael B. Jordan, you got Idris Elba is, you know, still a younger lead type dude. But my point is, man, it's just a limited pool of actors that get that opportunity, man. So you just, your chances of being nominated is slim. And then, you know, when it comes to white dudes, man, you got like all the usual suspects, man. You got Redmayne, Brad Pitt, fucking, you know, what's his name? The Cumberbatch dude. Oh, yeah. Matt Damon, fucking Leonardo DiCaprio. I mean, dude, the list goes on and on, man. Yeah. Robert Downey Jr. There's so many white actors, and I just feel like the pool is shifted. And of course, I mean, there's more white people in this country than black folks. So there's always going to be, I mean, the odds are always going to be against you anyway, just by the fucking nature of how this country is put together. But all I'm saying is, if your argument is that the fucking Academy is not biased, you know, racially, I disagree. But, you know, I mean, just like...
I mean, but how do you... All right, so...
Jada can say the best. Why Denzel got to be crooked before he took it? And that's some bullshit.
But, okay... Does it stop at the does it stem from the Grammys though? Is that where it is that or not the Oscars? Is that where it comes from, or is it just the industry as a whole? Like there just aren't enough movies with good black actors. I'm like good all there is out there is fucking Tyler Perry, Martin Lawrence anymore, but like Tyler Perry and fucking what's his name, Kevin
Hart.
That's
what I said. I feel like that's why I said we have lanes and it sucks. Like, so, if we're not doing, like buddy cop comedy, like the Kevin Hart, that type of movie.
Yeah.
Or if we're not doing family-oriented comedy like Madea and then the other Tyler Perry movies is the black soap operas, man, he makes so many of those. But I feel like that's all that we have, man. It's stupid to me. Yeah. And it's dumb. And then, like I said, when you talk about roles that are traditionally, when you think of a lead role, man, there's like four black dudes that are Will Smith. How did I forget him? Will Smith is the other. He's the one black guy that can sometimes get a role that is. There's sometimes roles come out and there's no color,
right?
Which is very rare for like a lead role. Yeah, there's only a handful of black dudes that are, you know, there's Denzel, Will Smith. I think Idris Elba deserves to be in that.
Yeah,
in that, you know, realm. I think Michael B. Jordan is climbing the ranks, and he's still got a little ways to go, but he's getting there. But man,
but what is it though? Is it? Yeah,
Morgan Freeman used to be there, but now he's kind of. I mean, he's gotten typecast. He's old now, so it's
Cowboy Curtis.
Yeah, Lawrence Fishburne used to be there, yeah, but he's kind of fallen to the B side.
Yeah,
he's doing TV and shit now, so it's like, I don't know, man. It's a hard world out there. That's all I was getting at, man.
Yeah,
that's
I agree with you. I think a big thing is like everybody wants to blame the Oscars. They want to blame the Academy. But what I would like to see before everybody starts bitching about it next year is let's see who makes up the voting persons of the Academy, and then let's look at the number of really good black, what you define as a black film. If is it a black lead? If it's a black lead actor, if it's a black supporting actor, if it's black writers, whatever.
Here's the other movies where black folk, where we do get recognition. I feel like it has to be something to do
slavery.
Specifically with slavery or race.
Yeah.
Like Selma got huge recognition, lots of praise. You had a black director, The Help. It's those types of films. They loved it. And that's what I'm saying. It's like in order to be recognized, it has to follow a blueprint.
But didn't Boys in the Hood, didn't that get nominated for
something? It was nominated, yep.
But never won.
Yeah, I don't believe it won, but it was nominated. God damn, that's crazy. Which, I mean, and that's all I think people really ask for is just to the nomination is it's an acknowledgement. When you don't get that nomination, it's like, oh, man, you really ain't, you know, we ain't shit. So, man, let's jump to some music real quick, man. Yeah. This is a song you threw at me this week. I didn't even know it was out, man. That Tabernacle by Royce.
Oh, yeah, man. Royce shit, killed man. It.
This story, yeah. Sick as fuck, man. It'll be back.
It's true.
Yeah. Catch y'all in a second.
I want to share some shit with y'all. All truth. All truth. Like I'm standing inside a tabernacle. I promise not to lie, not one of these verses. I started out as a battle rapper. All I knew was max sales, ADATs, DATs, and GATs. My name is Ryan Daniel Montgomery, recovering alcoholic. I grew up on 9 Mile. I'm not a gangster, drug dealer, a thug nigga, just an MC who made a name with his rhyme style. Now, sometime around 95, I found my calling, and that all coincides with the time that I found my darling. Now later on in the story, I'll tell you her significance, but now let's talk about me specifically. 3 brothers and 1 sister. See, my daddy taught me consistency with his fucking patterns. Hallelujah, I'm the son of an addict. My addiction was music. All I would do was go to the studio in the shelter and listen to Red Man and Helter Skelter. Hey, y'all remember that one joint from the Helter Skelter album called Sean Price? Be like, I'm not sure any. Yeah, that was my shit. I used to bump that shit all day. By this time, I knew I wanted to be an artist. I didn't want to be anything else. You know, but my mom had plans for me. She wanted me to go to school. So, you know. To make moms happy, I took some general courses in college. Took the bus until I got hella bored with that, because the bus stop I had to walk to was right across from the first studio I ever recorded at. Now I would have to assume that it was either meant for me to be rapping or meant for me to be laughing at God's geographical humor. As soon as I stepped foot in the open mic, it was like a reunion. I was a shoo-in. I met Kino there too, and he asked me to manage me, and that was back in, like, let me see, 97. My girl was pregnant, hurdles was prevalent, and it was therapeutic just for me to breathe into my mic. Started learning why the Lord put certain people in my life, and the way he started blessing me. I guess before my inner demons got the best of me, like sneezing was my vice. Needless to say that December 29th was the day I became a believer in fate. Okay, now it's December 28th. My day is going great. Kino booked me a show under contract to do that night. I got a call from my girl's people saying she in labor in the hospital right now. 9th floor. I get on the elevator. Elevator stops on the 5th floor. Elevator opens up. My uncle's standing there crying. Now I'm caught off guard. I'm like, what the fuck? My uncle standing there like, Ryan ain't that way. I walk out, I see my mama and that entire side of my family looking like it's some kind of drama happening. I said, what happened? They like, granny's been in a bad accident and it ain't looking good. I'm like, man, what? I'm having a baby 4 flows up before I froze up. I'm trying to figure out why the Lord chose us, or maybe chose me, to ride in this emotional roller coaster. My mama said, the baby here yet? I said, maybe. She said, maybe, baby, go see. I walk away feeling like a good father the same time as a terrible son. Get to my girl, she 5 centimeters dilated, so I waited. She gotta get to about 9 till it's that time. And meanwhile, I'm more popular in this hospital than the doctors. Nurses watching, whispering like, that's the one right there. Who got the lady in labor on 9 and the other lady dying on 5? By this time, I don't even fucking remember that I got a show. Somebody had to remind me. The doors is already open at the venue. I got emotions running every which way. All the nurses and stuff is like, we'll keep you posted about the baby. We'll keep you posted about your granny. I didn't like seeing my mama like that, so I had to get out of there. Yeah, I hit the stage at 11:50, killed it. I got off at about midnight with about 6 types of different emotions floating around inside me, hopeless, trying to find me, hoping in time God will guide me in the future. Just as I was about to leave out, I saw Kino talking to Marshall, and then he introduced us. We talked about collaborating and how chasing this rap thing is aggravating. But I'll get back, I got the family waiting. I get to skating. As soon as I get to the hospital, they tell me that my granny didn't make it. She just died. I'm feeling helpless, it hurt me. On the flip side, my little boy is healthy in the nursery. I picked him up, looked in his eyes for the first time and just cried. Ain't no denying this is the power of God. I said, I love you, granny, and looked to the sky like, even though he just got here, goodbye. This is how the story goes. Powerful day. Powerful day. Most significant day in my life. I mean, this is how the story goes. Aside from meeting my man Marshall, my son being born, and my granny dying on the same day, my grandma didn't live anywhere near that hospital. I learned a lot this day. I learned that the universe has this way of balancing itself out.
For me to lose such a beautiful soul in my granny and gain such a beautiful soul with my firstborn son, Lil Royce, it showed me that God is real. God is real. And you know what they say, God giveth, God taketh away.
Man, bro, you said it, man. One of the most underrated. That's my dude.
Yeah,
love him.
I think he's taken care of though, man. No matter what happens, if he never takes off in a big way, if he never makes it, I don't think he'll ever be a superstar.
Why do you think he's taken care of?
His boy, man. I think his boy's like, I got you.
Who?
M.
Man, they ain't been cool that long.
It's 5 years at least, right?
About what, 4, I guess? I don't know, maybe it's been longer than that. You think they back to cool like that?
I don't know. I mean, I've seen him.
I would hope so. But
I've seen him on Instagram where he's like just chilling with him or whatever. He's in his freestyle videos and shit.
That's good. I hope so, man, because Royce, man, he deserves it, man. The dude is insanely talented, and he's never got the shine or the spotlight that he deserves, man.
Right, I agree.
Yeah. Speaking of motherfuckers that had the spotlight, he should have never had the spotlight, but he was popular for a minute. One of your folks, man.
One of you pale faces.
Yeah, man. Your boy Bubba. Now, what did I see, man? Why is everybody saying he went back to being white? Did he ever stop? Was he ever not white?
No, he was always white.
That's it.
But you know what I'm saying though. Like,
he fuckers from Athens. Athens is like it's a country ass area. It's it's where UGA is there, the university is there, but it's more
cracky town.
It's out a little bit, yeah.
CAC town.
A little bit, yeah. That's what I'm saying. I mean, and to me, even though he was doing them, you know, he was making hip hop, man, he was still a country white dude to me. But
I mean, he was, but like, here's the thing. Like, this is the thing. I've said it so many times, and I'm sorry that I keep saying it over and over again on the show.
Okay.
Is that I feel like white people get to
transform.
No, I mean, a lot of them just walk on this music, man. They'll walk on this music. They'll use it as a stepping stone to get where they got to get.
Okay.
Bubba Sparks did what he had to do, and then he just got to shut his like hood off, shut his fucking blackness off, or whatever the fuck his fucking hood appeal.
You basing that off one picture? Those of y'all, man, go check out, go Google Bubba Sparks All Hip Hop.
Yeah.
It's the first thing that comes up. And the things that...
Dude, he just gets to switch up.
Because he was wearing khakis?
Oh, man, come on, man.
He got him a white, look like a white wife now, and he's wearing khakis. And so that means he's...
But then when he's like, when it's time to rap, he throws on the fucking camo and like gets all baggy and shit. But like, come on, man.
Dude, he had on khakis. Man, y'all...
It's all bullshit.
Wow, man.
It's all bullshit.
Dude, you... Man,
I don't know,
stop,
man.
Stop hating your own.
For me, I can't take that whole... The thing where... The whole idea where, like... Shit, it's like, if you're really...
Catch me on a work day, I'll be wearing fucking khakis, too.
Me, too.
That's what I'm saying.
But I'm not sitting down here, like, acting like fucking Bubba Sparks. Like, I'm fucking from the fucking shittiest part of the neighborhood, and I fucking feel like, or I'm a piece of, you know, I'm blah, 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 whatever. I'm hood, whatever.
You know what? I honestly never listened to enough of his music to not even, I don't even know what his message was.
It's horse shit.
When he was rapping.
Probably literally horse shit.
I thought, I always got the vibe that I'm just a cool-ass country white boy that happens to be cool with some black folks. That's all I ever got out of Bubba Sparks.
Yeah.
That's it. So to me, man, I don't know. That's much ado about nothing. Know, y'all, man, hating on the
it's
poor.
It's changed. Thing, everything's changed. Like, you used to have to, like, what you represent, you have to be about that. Like, you have to be what you are. And, like, Kid Rock, all right, Kid Rock pissed me off because he came in, he's like, I'm all about hip-hop. I'm all about hip-hop. I love hip-hop, blah, 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 blah.
No, his music was always weird, but yeah.
No, he started out with ICP, though, and he was a rapper, like a straight-up rapper.
Yeah, rap, but it was still weird. It was that weird bullshit.
I mean, terrible. You could clump him in with Esham at that time.
Yeah. I mean, shit. So, but we talked to Esham about it. Yeah.
But then he popped out and started doing like the rap rock thing.
Now
he's straight up fucking country, like everything.
No, I'm saying, now that's it. You want to talk about someone doing a 180? Now that's a 180 right there.
Pink did the same shit. She was straight up hip hop and R&B. Then she turned to pop, and now she's like this pop rock thing, like inspirational.
Did you ever believe
shit.
Her though when it was the
fuck
R&B?
No, I never believed Kid Rock.
That was like, you
who
know,
can
so
you
she,
believe?
She was on LaFace Records, you
who,
know what I mean?
Which so is
I,
crazy.
So I think they was just like, you know what, we got this white chick. She's kind of cute. Let's market her like this. She's a little sassy, so we can work with that.
So what do you have now? You have the only two that you can really say are yeah. actually what they are.
M's authentic.
M and MC Search. I can't think of anybody
Search
else.
Search is authentic. Oh, man, believe me, there's more than that, man. What about my man, like Stretch Armstrong?
Okay, that's
authentic.
He's not a rapper. I'm talking rappers.
Okay, let me see. Name some other white rappers, man.
Macklemore, Yellow Wolf.
You don't think Yellow Wolf's authentic?
Fuck, man, that motherfucker's starting to go country so quick.
No, he's gonna be country. I listen to the new
album. Give him a couple more years. He's gonna be country as fuck.
You hating, man? You hating? All right,
I'm
man.
I'm just saying.
Well, we about to shut it down.
Yeah,
people
man.
People probably like, whoa, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
Where's the hour and a half, 2 hour show?
Not doing that anymore.
Nah, man, no more of that, man. We're trying to shorten things up, make life a little bit easier.
Yeah,
and hopefully
mean,
we'll get back to doing more shows.
Yeah, what was it though? I mean, if you go back, and I'll make it quick, but if you go back and listen, you can find like there's a sweet spot that you get to with these shows. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes it starts to become like where it start you start to fall into like an act more so than like chilling out and just talking about whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we need to get to like you came over last weekend, we were chilling out.
Mm-hmm.
And you were just like, man, I swear to God, I wish we could just go downstairs and just throw on the fucking microphones right now. And in my head, I'm like, oh, you could do that. There was piles of shit down here. There's no way we could have done that.
Mm-hmm.
But like, you know, a week later, here we are. The whole idea was, let's just throw these microphones on. We'll spin a couple tracks. We're not going to overproduce. We're not going to do the intro shit. We're just going to chill out. We're going to talk and talk about topics. We're going to talk about the shit that you guys want to talk about, whether you're posting on Twitter, you send it to us on Facebook, or you email us at major@livefromthebasement or jmac@livefromthebasement. Or info@livefromthebasement, but that's the whole idea, is just to get back to just chilling out and just talking and fuck it, man, just talk about whatever. And if you feel like listening to fucking Maroon 5, we'll listen to Maroon 5. It's, fuck it, Major.
Guilty pleasures. I stand by it. That was my shit. Yeah, let's get out of here, man. Go grab some drinks. I'm gonna close it out with this. My shit right here, man. Sway.
Oh, shit.
Anderson. Is it? I still don't know. Is it Pac?
Pac.
Pac.
I say Pac.
Anderson,
yes, Pac.
Check this shit out, man. We'll be back at y'all, man. Peace.
Smooth in a motherfucker. Suede on the inside. Candy paint. I ain't gotta tell you what the rims look like. Look, I'm gripping wood like a motherfucker. Woo! She asked me, can a friend ride? Kelly wanna have a drink. And Shawnee wanna pop pills all night. Look, don't be fucking with my tape, dad. Woo! You gon' listen to this Marvin. You gon' listen to this Bloodstone. Oh, y'all niggas want that Barry White. Well, I don't really fuck with that right there. That can make a nigga act up right there. But go and get your rocks off, boo. No, I don't really do all that, but it's more for you.
Come on!
I'm far from a pimp, but I'm close to you. You fucking with an old soul, twice removed. My pops used to work up on them fighter jets. Maybe that's the reason I be through. Now who the fuck called me a player? These young niggas out here sweating for a pay stub. I'm a coach. I'ma teach these bitches how to lay up. Now most of y'all can't do shit, but all my chicks cook grits. And roll a spliff at the same damn time. You ain't lived long enough to have a bitch this fine. Now if you don't mind, if I call you a bitch, it's cause you're my bitch. And as long as no one else call you a bitch, then there won't be no problems. Nah, if I call you a trick, it's cause you paid rent. And as long as you don't call at the six, then there won't be no problems. Walk with me now.
She with it.
Keep it 300, I ain't even gotta hit it.
She with it.
All she wanna do is watch a real nigga winning, nigga.
She with it.
Look me in my eye, there'll be no simping.
She with it.
Got a whole lot of women, all of them with it. Yes, Lord. My mama said, don't trust these hoes, boy, be about your loot.
True story.
Now my mama told me that, why the fuck would I listen to you?
Yes, Lord.
You never go bro chasing riches, but you might go bro chasing every little stink ass hoe with a tongue piercing. Now, if I call you a bitch,
what?
It's cause you my bitch. And as long as no one else call you a bitch, then there won't be no problems. Now, if I call you a trick, it's cause you paid rent. And as long as you don't call at the six, then there won't be no problems. Walk with me now.
She with it.
done got a hit in it. She with it. All she wanna do is watch a real nigga win it, nigga. She with it. Look me in my eye, there'll be no simping. Got a whole lot of women, all of them with it.
Yes, Lord.